Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Is upon us, and so is Local Sports Talk here on KGYM. This little corner of the radio waves is called Spencer on Sports. Welcome into the program today. Spencer Wagon, my name. Producer Isaac, along for the ride as well. Love to hear from you, your thoughts on anything happening in the sports world today, whether that be college basketball, football, baseball, Hall of Fame, NBA, whatever's on your mind. You're welcome to share it with us. Join in the conversation here on the airwaves in Eastern Iowa at 319-366-1600. Again, 319-366-1600. Talker text line wide open for you for the next hour during this show. But, of course, we've got 4 hours of local sports talk coming your way here on this Wednesday afternoon. Final Wednesday of January, a week from today, it will be February, the month flying by as we get things kicked off here in 2023. And 319-366-1600, we'll dive into the world of college hoops. Big one last night out west in Ames. And, boy, another night, another win over a top 25, in fact, a top 10 team for Coach T.J. Otzelberger and the Cyclones. We'll talk about that coming up here momentarily. Take a look at the rest of the college hoops world as well. Also going to get into the NFL latest headlines heading towards the championship weekend. Waiting ever so patiently for football action to return to the television screen and the airwaves, but plenty of storylines happening in the NFL. Also got some baseball talk. The Hall of Fame class of 2023 announced. Obviously, you probably heard news by now. Scott Rolen, along with Fred McGriff, will be your 2023 Hall of Fame class. Talk a little bit about that and get into who might be up next for induction into the Hall of Fame in 2024. Some names you're familiar with. They're kind of on the fence of the remember some guys category. We're not going to do that today because I think, you know, a few of them will be Hall of Famers at some point, but we'll get into that coming up later on in the show. Also take a look at the NBA and a few other things happening in the sports world as we get things started here on a Wednesday. Before we dive into that, we got to get you updated. If you've been following along, you've been listening along, we've been trying to get people qualified in our KGYM Big Game House Party giveaway. We're giving out an awesome grand prize. The only problem is, and this just illustrates how tough it is to pick games, right? We are 0 for 6. We've done this for 2 days, picking a game, letting you, the listener, pick the game with us on the airwaves, courtesy of our friends at Circus Sports Iowa. We've done this for 2 days. We have yet to get a winner, yet to get an official qualifier for it. We came close. We came very close the last two nights. We came as the closest we've been with two of our contestants yesterday. Yesterday on this show, we gave you the Iowa State-Kansas State game from last night in Ames. We made a slight adjustment. The spread was 5 points, according to our friends at Circus Sports. So we gave you the hook, and Jeff, our contestant on this program yesterday, took Iowa State and the 4.5. Iowa State won by 4 yesterday. Needed one more point, just like the other day, Monday, where we had Wisconsin and Northwestern. We needed Wisconsin to get one more point, and we would have had a qualifier. Just getting ever so close, but I guess no cigar, no qualify just yet. But the good news is, if you have not been able to get through and play the game, our Big Game House Party game, or picking these games courtesy of Circus Sports, that means you got a better chance to qualify. So we are doing this through the end of next week. We're not, you know, cutting it off after yesterday, anything like that. We got the rest of this week and all of next week to try and qualify, folks. It just means you got a better shot if you have not made it through. And as we explained when we first kicked off the contest on Monday, if you're one of the six contestants that have played but have not qualified, you can try to play again. So if you were one of the contestants from yesterday or Monday in the Big Game House Party contest we're doing, you definitely can play again. You could try to play again, we know it's been popular. Phones have been ringing off the hook because we were giving away an awesome prize pack. Not only are you going to get your Big Game Party catered courtesy of Hy-Vee, not necessarily catered, but you'll get $500 towards food and beverages for your Big Game Party, plus Circa Sports swag for your party guests. You're also going to get a three-night stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, plus $500 to use towards travel. So we are excited about this. We can't thank our friends at Circa Sports Iowa enough for helping us give away an awesome prize pack heading toward the big game coming up here in a couple weeks. We just want to make sure we get some qualifiers. That is for sure. I'm going to do things a little bit differently today, so I'm going to make this very clear. Please do not call now. Do not pick up your phone and call Isaac now. Isaac is going to put you on the banned list for the rest of eternity. Okay, maybe not. He's shaking his head. He's not doing that. I'm just making that up. But please don't call now. I just want to give you folks who are interested in playing a little bit of an opportunity to think about what side you want to be on before you try and call, instead of just giving you all the information at once. So the game we are going to pick today, and again, don't call now. We'll give you an opportunity to call and pick the game coming up later on in the program. But we are going to go into the NBA. I had a couple different options. I think Todd Brommelkamp's the one kind of organizing this between all the shows here. And I think you might have been surprised I did not go with the Bucks and the Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. I was going for a little home cooking. I went with the game of the day, Sacramento Kings, Keegan Murray and the Kings, taking on the Toronto Raptors tonight. A couple of Iowa ties. Of course, Nick Nurse, head coach of the Raptors, Iowa ties there as well. So the game of the day, the Kings and the Raptors. The Kings at -3.5, the Raptors at +3.5. That is the game we're going to pick. Not now, don't call now, but we are going to pick that game and have one of you pick that game coming up later on in the show for a chance to qualify for our Big Game House Party giveaway. The grand prize winner will be drawn coming up on Monday, February 6th on the Todd Brommelkamp Show. And if you want to check out all the lines, all the info Circa has to offer, Circa Sports Iowa app available for both Apple and Android users. So Kings Raptors is our game. We'll tell you when you can call in and make your pick coming up here later on in the program sometime before 3 o'clock. That number again, 319-366-1600. Let's dive into the world of college hoops. Had some games last night, some interesting games last night, some good games on the docket tonight, but none bigger, at least here in our area, than the Iowa State-Kansas State game. And boy, that was really as advertised last night. I don't know how many of you had a chance to watch the game last night, but two top 15 teams, second week in a row we had seen that. Of course, with Iowa State taking on Texas last week at Hilton Coliseum. But just when you thought, you know, Iowa State had full control of the game, bang, here comes K-State, whittling down the lead, got to within 1 point in that second half. But key shots down the stretch and making your free throws, we know those are very important, that helped Iowa State get the job done last night. Cyclones did trail at halftime 33-31. K-State making 6 of its last 9 field goal attempts in holding the Cyclones scoreless over the final 2:38 of the first half. But really, the key guy last night for Iowa State was Jaron Holmes. He was their leading scorer, 23 points, 7 assists, 8 for 11 from the floor. And his teammate Gabe Kalscher, 19 points on 7 of 11 shooting from the floor. And TJ Otzelberger was heaping the praise, the word I'm looking for, on both Jaron Holmes and his teammate Gabe Kalscher last night after the game. Here's what the head coach for the Cyclones had to say about both their performances last night.
Jaron was dynamite on both ends. I thought defensively he had a really good game. I mean, look, efficiency here. 8 of 11 from the field, 23 points, 7 assists, one turnover. That's really good. That's hard to beat. That's a great night for anybody. And so, yes, I do think it's one of his better performances. I also think the pride kicked in. Like, our guys know Caleb's not at full strength. And, man, him and Kelsch were both, like, I mean, Gabe's playing 40 minutes a night and laying it on the line and taking charges, guarding the other team's best player, big shots, big plays. I mean, those guys, those two guys, I mean, they lead us every day with how they work, and it's awesome to see how well they both play and how much they care about each other, because their energy together is great too.
Iowa State head coach T.J. Otzelberger there weighing in first on Jaron Holmes, but then talking a little bit about how both Holmes and Kalscher have been helping lead this basketball team here for the better part of the season and help lead them through another victory last night. You heard him mention, pardon me, Caleb Grill, and that was one of the big storylines coming into this game. Grill, of course, dealing with the back issue, question about whether he was going to play. He did end up getting the start last night, but you could tell if you watch that game, he just really wasn't 100%. He was going to give it a go and able to give it a go last night, and was somewhat effective, only 5 points, 1 for 4. From the floor. He did hit a key three-pointer in that second half that helped Iowa State keep some distance between them and the Wildcats last night. You could tell he wasn't 100%, though, and really going forward, obviously, you hope he does get back to a point where he can contribute more than what he did with just 5 points on the night. Other key players, stat lines for the Cyclones last night, Oshuniyi with 16 points and 2 blocks. He was 8 for 11 from the foul line, so big there. And then Taman Lipsey, the freshman, with 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists, certainly playing a big role in helping Iowa State get that win last night in the contest. And he was another guy that the head coach for the Cyclones weighed in on last night, too.
This is going to sound crazy to say, but he had, if I recall correctly, a time where he had a turnover around half court, and then there was another possession we lost it in a close proximity. And so adversity sets in, and he has no reaction. Like, his court demeanor, the look in his eye doesn't change. Like, the poise, the character, the moxie for a freshman, you know, again, and the guy's guarding's pretty darn good too, so he's in a, you know, a tough spot there. And I'd say, like, winning play after winning play, command of the game late. Sorry about my cough. Command of the game late. Just, I mean, the loose balls, the offensive rebounds, the passes to his teammates. He's unbelievable. I mean, he's an awesome young man, and he's competitor and a winner, and amazing what he's doing as a freshman.
T.J. Otzelberger weighing in on Taman Lipsey's performance last night. Looking at Kansas State, a disappointing loss for the Wildcats. No doubt about that, but still battling toward the end, like I said, look like, you know, hey, Iowa State's going to pull away. Maybe this is a double-digit win, but give a ton of credit for K-State for sticking around, making it a game, and making Iowa State earn it. It was not an easy coast-to-coast victory last night in the slightest at Hilton Coliseum. Marquise Noel was their leading scorer, 23 points, 6 of 17 from the floor, so not great from the floor. Did make 4 threes and dished out 9 assists. One of their big leading scorers, Keontae Johnson, finishing with a double-double, but well below where you have seen him at. Johnson with 15 points and 10 rebounds in the loss for K-State. Cam Carter also with 15, and Ishmael Massoud finishing with 4 three-pointers, finishing a total with 13 points last night. So Iowa State with that win, 15-4 overall, 6-2 in the Big 12. Another win at Hilton Coliseum, 11-0 on the season, and their 5th victory over a top 25 team, 3rd over a team in the top 10. So big, big win. And another top 25 win to notch in the belt for Iowa State as they get the win last night by 4, 80-76. A little bit of a break for out of conference play for Iowa State as they will head. You know, if you remember the old Big 12, it's back to a traditional Big 12 matchup. Although Missouri, obviously not in the Big 12 anymore, but it is Iowa State and Mizzou for the Big 12 SEC Challenge, one of those highlight games this weekend as Iowa State will take on Missouri Saturday, 1 p.m. tip-off from Columbia. We'll have it starting at noon and then back to conference play right away Monday, and not an easy place to play. A team, you know, they're 0-7 in Big 12 play, Texas Tech, but, you know, they could certainly be a dangerous team. We've seen that in the past, and team hungry for a victory. We'll see how that one plays out, but they get Texas Tech. Iowa State does right away on Monday. So good Missouri team, solid Missouri team, and a Texas Tech team that, while they've been down this year, we know that they can, when they're able to put it all together, they are certainly a pretty solid basketball team in and out. So couple tough ones coming up here for the Cyclones heading into Saturday and Monday. Other Big 12 results from last night. You had Texas, number 10 in the country, beating Oklahoma State 89-75, and TCU getting a win over Oklahoma 79-52. The Horned Frogs 11th in the country. Just one Big 12 game tonight. That is West Virginia heading out to Lubbock to take on the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. Big Ten action last night. Rutgers with a win over Penn State by 20, 65-45. Cliff Omorui with 16 points and 10 rebounds in the win for Rutgers. And then Illinois, we thought, you know, okay, maybe Ohio State, maybe they're back on the right track with that win over Iowa over the weekend, going into an Illinois team that they've been playing well. They are 5-4 in conference, kind of in that that log jam of teams that are just a game above or below or right at 500. Well, Illinois got the job done last night. Ohio State has now lost 6 of their last 7, getting just 14 points from Bryce Sensabaugh and 13 from Justice Suing in a 69-60 loss to the Illini. Terrence Shannon, 17 points and 7 boards for Illinois. Jaden Epps had 14. Matthew Meyer with 12-8. In the victory, as the Illini have now won 5 of their last 6. 3 Big Ten games on the docket tonight. We've got Wisconsin heading to Maryland, Northwestern playing out in Lincoln against the Cornhuskers, and then Minnesota hosting Indiana up in the Twin Cities. The Hawkeyes back in action tomorrow as they take on the Michigan State Spartans from East Lansing. That is a 6 p.m. tip-off. Had some in-state action last night. Big win for Drake, beating Indiana State, getting a game winner from DJ Wilkins. His time expired as they beat Indiana State 70-68 behind 21 points from Tucker DeVries. Drake will head to Belmont coming up this weekend. Tonight, Northern Iowa, they are in action taking on Valpo up at the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls. That game is on ESPN+. Plus, 2 top 25 games last night, 2 other top 25 games, I should say. Last night, Miami crushing Florida State 86-63. And another game that, as long as they keep winning, it certainly helps Iowa's resume going forward. The Hawkeyes, Clemson, still leading the ACC by a game and a half over Virginia. Clemson dominating Georgia Tech last night, 72-51. And one piece of news that probably got overlooked considering the quality of the team, Georgetown. Everybody, do we have a parade? I'm not sure how to handle this. The Georgetown Hoyas have won a game in conference. Yay! Where's the ticker tape? I specifically asked for ticker tape for this. Georgetown ending 29-game Big East losing streak as they beat DePaul 81-76, their first win in conference play since March of 2021. Georgetown now 6-15 and 1-9 in the Big East. Kind of ironic, the second longest Big East losing streak of all time belongs to the Blue Demons of DePaul, which set the previous record with 25 straight losses. The Hoyas finally getting that win. They beat DePaul last night to move to 1-9 in the Big East. Georgetown playing St. John's next at the Garden coming up on Sunday. I have some friends who are Marquette fans, and they are hoping that the Golden Eagles, who are having a very good season, don't slip up against Georgetown this year. I believe they've beaten them once, 95-73. They do have a return matchup coming up on the 11th for Marquette fans out there. They are hopeful that they do not become another victim to Georgetown. But I think most everyone, except for DePaul fans, are probably happy that Georgetown at least got it out of the way. But they're dancing in the streets. Georgetown after that one last night. I believe they did storm the court, if I saw the screen grab correctly last night. 319-366-1600 at 225. College basketball in the rearview mirror here on the show. Talk more about it on tomorrow's program. Got some NFL news to get to. Also some interesting college sports news just coming out from the University of Iowa. Has to do with NIL. Get to that and more on the way in just moments. Thanks for checking out the show. Spencer on Sports on the Gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm WeatherFirst meteorologist Garrett Hyde with a check of your forecast. As we continue throughout our day today, fog should be improving for us, but those light snow showers will be sticking with us pretty much all day long up until about early tomorrow morning before most of that moves on out of the area. Snow totals upwards of about 1 to 2 inches for the vast majority of eastern Iowa. Highs this afternoon reaching into those lower 30s. Overnight tonight, still snowy and temperatures dropping into the middle teens. For Thursday, much quieter picture for us, but cloudy. Highs into those mid-20s. By Friday, we are looking at our next chance for some light snow. And that was a check of your latest Iowa's News Now WeatherFirst forecast.
The Gym is teaming up with Circa Sports Iowa to make your big game party one you'll never forget. With $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee, Circa Sports swag for you and your guests, and to top it all off, a trip to Vegas.
Vegas! It's KGYM's Big Game House Party.
Listen to our local programming weekdays from 2 to 6 to play. We'll throw out a daily game from the Circa Sportsbook and let you pick the winner. If your team wins, you'll be in the running to win a party package from Circa Sports Iowa, including a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. But that's not all. You'll also head to Las Vegas to enjoy a three-night stay at the Circa Hotel, along with $500 in travel funds.
That's what I'm talking about.
Must be 21 and up to play. Travel package must be used within 6 months. Some blackout dates may apply.
It's KGYM's Big Game House Party. Listen to play. Pick your winning team.
Move on to the finals and find out if you're the grand prize winner during the Todd Brommelkamp Show on Monday, February 6th.
Brought to you by Circus Sports Iowa and The Gym. See contest rules at KGYMradio.com.
Life's twists and turns can sometimes set you back a step. But at DePaco Credit Union, we've got the right tools and resources to get you on your feet. When calamity strikes, having an emergency fund can help you cover an unexpected expense, like cleaning up and rebuilding after a bad storm. In 2022, a U.S. Federal Reserve study found that 32% of Americans, as many as 1 in 3 adults, would struggle to cover a $400 out-of-pocket emergency. At DePaco, we're on a mission to change that, one member at a time, so that each of us is prepared for the unexpected. Today, more than 41% of DePaco members are ready for the next storm, with at least $400 in savings to cover potential expenses. DePaco cares about your financial well-being. And when our members love life, it makes a brighter community for all. DePaco can help you. Be well. Learn more at DePaco.com/bewell. Federally insured by NCUA.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. American Standard offers high-quality plumbing fixtures that you can count on. From faucets and showerheads to toilets and more, American Standard has it all. Relax and unwind with a new Whirlpool from Elger. The 10-jack corner massage bathtub offers a spa-like feel. Plus, get a free inline heater with the purchase of any Elger Whirlpool after rebate. Good through February 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
And just like that, we're back. It's 228 with Spencer at Sports here at KGYM at 319-366-1600. Iowa State women's basketball coming your way tonight. The Cyclones heading down to Fort Worth. Well, they're already in Fort Worth, but you get the idea. They're in Fort Worth tonight taking on TCU, and you can catch the game on us tonight starting at 6. Tip off just after 6:30. And don't forget, lifelong Cyclone fan, Lisa Nolan, realtor. Once again, the Cardinal sponsor for men's and women's basketball broadcasts here on the Gym. Cyclone fans, stick together. So when you have a house to sell, go to LisaNolanRealtor.com. More info available at KGYMRadio.com. We got football on the airwaves this weekend, Sunday afternoon, with coverage starting at 1 o'clock, courtesy of Westwood One Sports, your home, your provider for the NFL postseason. And we got both games, the NFC Championship game with the San Francisco 49ers and the Philadelphia Eagles. Going on this weekend, 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Pre-game show starts at 1 from Westwood One Sports. And then we've got the AFC Championship game, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals as part of our coverage this weekend as well. And all eyes have seen the video of Patrick Mahomes walking off of the press conference stage, riser, lectern, whatever you want to call it, and people zooming in on his ankle on social media this afternoon. Boy, people overanalyzing things and trying to figure out, is he healthy enough to play, dealing with the high ankle sprain that he suffered in the win over the Jaguars this weekend. ESPN's Michelle Steele is there, and she provided an update on Patrick Mahomes and that ankle injury.
We do know it is a high ankle sprain. We do know he has been receiving daily treatment to try to get that ankle ready for Sunday. We also know that Andy Reid said on Tom Brady's podcast just last night, Mahomes is, quote, in a good place, and now it is on that offensive line to protect number 15. And he said, quote, up their game a little bit, because Mahomes is playing in this game. The source is Patrick Mahomes himself tweeting to a nervous Chiefs Nation, see ya on Sunday. The proof is going to be in the pudding, and the pudding is practice today, right? Whether he practices or not, whether he is a limited participant or not, is going to give us our strongest indication yet of where he is exactly with this injury.
ESPN's Michelle Steele with that report, courtesy of ESPN Radio. Of course, the Chiefs have not been able to solve the Cincinnati Bengals. The Chiefs have gone 0-3 against them since January of 2022, including a loss in last year's AFC title game. It's the first rematch in the AFC title game in back-to-back seasons since the Ravens and the Patriots went back-to-back in 2011 and in 2012. The other game this weekend, of course, a lot of eyes here in the state of Iowa on the 49ers because of Brock Purdy from Iowa State, George Kittle from the University of Iowa, and, well, Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, one win away from the Super Bowl. It's a strange place to be in. You have to understand that for a guy that wasn't really even expected to play for the 49ers this year, being one win away from getting to the big game, two wins away from hoisting that Lombardi trophy. It can be nerve-wracking for a player who's never really been in this this kind of situation, at least on a pro level, before. And ESPN 49ers reporter Nick Wagner talked about what Kyle Shanahan is doing to help his rookie quarterback prepare for this weekend's NFC Championship game.
Kyle Shanahan's advice to Brock Purdy is just keep being you. Let's keep doing the same things. But one point of emphasis this week that you mentioned is that raucous atmosphere in Philadelphia. The Niners are going to have to work and put an emphasis on snap count and being silent this week and working on that, something that they haven't done much of other than in Seattle. It's a tall task, not giving an advantage to an Eagles defense that led the NFL with 70 sacks. One other aspect to this, Purdy is one of five rookie quarterbacks to make a start in a conference championship game. Sean King from the 1999 Tampa Bay Buccaneers is one of the other four. I asked him last night, what is his biggest piece of advice for Purdy going into this game? He said, play with controlled confidence. I asked King what that means, and he said, you have to be confident to make the big plays and take shots when they're there, and controlled to throw it away or check it down when they're not. As King said, Purdy can't be scared, but he also can't be reckless.
ESPN 49ers reporter Nick Wagner talking about the preparation, helping Brock Purdy prepare for what is going to be a hostile environment. We know that. Not easy to go into Philly and win regardless of what game it is, but especially in the NFC Championship game. We'll see what Brock Purdy is made of this weekend, what this 49ers team period is made of this weekend as they head into the championship game in Philly on Sunday afternoon. Brock Purdy, no surprise, one of the finalists for the Offensive Rookie of the Year. The Associated Press top NFL awards finalists coming out earlier today. A number of those awards, of course, MVP, the Offensive Player of the Year, the Defensive Player of the Year, the Offensive and Defensive Rookies of the Year, and Coach of the Year, different awards like that. The finalists announced earlier today, and in case you missed it, here are those finalists. The MVP, here are your MVP candidates. Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills, Joe Burrow of the Cincinnati Bengals, Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs, Jalen Hurts of the Eagles, and Justin Jefferson of the Vikings. Those are your MVP candidates for the 2022 NFL Awards. The Offensive Player of the Year, Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Tyreek Hill of the Dolphins, and Justin Jefferson of the Vikings. Your Defensive Player of the Year, just three options there: Micah Parsons of the Cowboys, Nick Bosa of the 49ers, and Chris Jones of the Chiefs. Offensive Rookie of the Year, Brock Purdy, one of them, along with Kenneth Walker of the Seahawks and Garrett Wilson of the Jets. Have to believe if Breece Hall does not get hurt earlier this year for the Jets, I think we see another Jet, number one. Number two, another Iowa State Cyclone alum in those Offensive Rookie of the Year nominees or finalists for the award. But again, Purdy, Kenneth Walker, and Garrett Wilson there. Defensive Rookie of the Year finalists, Aiden Hutchinson of the Lions, Sauce Gardner of the Jets, and Tariq Woolen of the Seahawks. The Comeback Player of the Year, three good ones. I think you can make a case for all three: Geno Smith of the Seahawks, Christian McCaffrey of the 49ers, and Saquon Barkley of the Giants. Your Coach of the Year finalists: Sean McDermott of Buffalo, Nick Sirianni of the Eagles, Kyle Shanahan of the Niners, Brian Daboll of the Giants, and Doug Peterson of the Jags. I think I would go Daboll and Peterson, 1A, 1B. I got a soft spot. I've said this for the Jags, so I'd go Peterson probably, but Brian Daboll, I think, certainly deserving. I think all the guys, really, maybe not McDermott, considering the Bills flamed out in the divisional round, but I think four out of the five have a really good shot there. And then Assistant Coach of the Year is Shane Steichen of the Eagles, Offensive Coordinator D'Amico Ryans, who's a hot head coaching candidate for the openings that are there in the NFL right now. He's the Defensive Coordinator for San Francisco. And then Ben Johnson of the Lions, who I think is going to get some love. I'm not sure he'll win it, but Ben Johnson of the Lions, one of the Assistant Coach of the Year finalists for the NFL Awards. Again, those are handed out February 9th, which is 3 days before the Super Bowl coming up in Arizona, Glendale, Arizona, on February 12th. 319-366-1600. Keep that number handy because let's just do it right now. Let's give you a chance to qualify. Hopefully we will get a qualifier, whether it be this show, the gym class, or the Todd Brommelkamp show. We're currently 0-6 now in our qualifiers, but going to keep trying. Just means a better chance for those of you who do get through to win the grand prize. But again, this is the big game house party giveaway from our friends at Circus Sports Iowa. One grand prize winner is going to get $500 from Hy-Vee to cater the big game party. Circus Sports swag as well. Then you'll get that three-night stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, plus $500 to use towards travel. I mentioned the game earlier in the show. The game we are picking from the NBA tonight: Sacramento Kings and the Toronto Raptors. Keegan Murray and the Kings at -3.5, or the Raptors at +3.5. What side are you choosing? 319-366-1600. Give Isaac a call. He'll get your name and your info, and we'll wish you good luck and hope that you are one of our qualifiers, our lucky qualifiers, in our big game house party giveaway with Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Kings at -3.5 or the Raptors at +3.5. What do you think? Give Isaac a call at 319-366-1600. First person through to make their pick will be our contestant for today. We'll tell you who that is on the other side of this timeout as we roll along with Spencer on Sports for this Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on the Gym.
KGYM is an equal opportunity employer. And under FCC rules, any community organization that distributes information about employment opportunities or refers people to employers may ask to be notified about job vacancies at KGYM. If your organization would like notification of KGYM's job vacancies, contact Julie Hine. Email julie at kzia.com or write her at 1110 26th Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52404.
Working out has been proven to increase your self-esteem, help with depression, anxiety, and stress. At the MAC, we care about you as a person. That's why we have personal trainers you can connect with, group exercise classes so you don't feel alone, saunas to help you relax, and many more amenities.
This year, I'm doing it for me.
This year, I'm joining the MAC for me.
To see everything the MAC has to offer, go to jointhe-mac.com. That's jointhe-mac.com.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At iowaopioidhelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw, it's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit iowaopioidhelp.com today. Start here, start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Ray Maliazzo here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
And just like that, we're back with Spencer on Sports for a Wednesday, 25th day of January of 2023. 319-366-1600. We wish very good luck to John in Cedar Rapids. John is on the side of the Kings at -3.5 tonight. Good luck to John, looking to become one of our first qualifiers in our KGYM Big Game House Party giveaway with Circa Sports Iowa. So John picking the Kings at -3.5. Good luck to John. We'll see if he is a lucky qualifier here with the action tonight. That game, if I pull up my NBA schedule, is happening tonight. That game is out in Sacramento, so I believe it is a late night affair, unless I have my NBA schedule mixed up tonight. Yes, 9 o'clock Central Time, so that'll be probably the last one to finish out of the games we are picking tonight. But Raptors and Kings among the NBA games tonight. ESPN National TV broadcast tonight. And certainly won't be any drama at all, right, Isaac, when Ben Simmons returns to Philly? Brooklyn and Philly tonight. 6:30 is the first ESPN NBA Wednesday doubleheader tonight. And then the Grizz, Memphis Grizzlies, and the Golden State Warriors, 9 o'clock tonight on ESPN. We got NBA coverage for you tomorrow night on ESPN Radio, the Knicks and the Celtics, courtesy of ESPN Radio. That'll be on the air tomorrow night, right after local shows tonight. I'll have my eyes, along with Raptors Kings, for purposes of the contest, obviously on Bucks and Nuggets tonight. Bucks favored in that one at home, going up against the Denver Nuggets, and Nikola Jokic, who continues to do incredible things. Jokic last night, 25, 11, and 10 had the go-ahead basket with about 15 seconds left in that one as Denver beat New Orleans 99-98. Jamal Murray chipping in 25 as well in the win for the Nuggets. Bulls taking a loss last night, 116-110 to the Indiana Pacers. DeMar DeRozan had 33 in the loss for Chicago. Nice night for the rookie Benedict Mathurin, who had 26 to go along with 26 from Miles Turner last night as well for the Pacers in that win over Chicago. Miami, a win over Boston. New York beating Cleveland. Washington edging Dallas 127-126 despite a big night again for Luka Doncic, 41-15-6 for Luka. Phoenix taking care of business against Charlotte. And then the Clippers winning the Battle of L.A. 133-115. That was one of our games picked yesterday as part of the Big Game House Party contest. And we did not get that one. The Lakers losing last night despite 46 from LeBron in a 133-115 defeat last night in the NBA. 319-366-1600. Want to get to some baseball in just a little bit, but this is interesting. Came across right before the show started here today from the University of Iowa. We've heard a lot about the, I don't know if you want to call them tensions or the impasse or whatever it may be between the Swarm Collective and the Iowa Athletics Department. We heard about the the issues, I guess you could call them, essentially the thought or the feeling that the university wasn't doing enough to support the Swarm Collective and the NIL ventures for the Iowa Athletics Department. Of course, the department does not run Swarm. They're two separate things, but some feelings that maybe there isn't being enough done to encourage folks who might not know about Swarm, about the Swarm Collective, or about just the NIL process in general, to make them aware of that. And we've seen kind of little nuggets or little acknowledgments dropped, the videos from Kirk Ferentz and Fran McCaffrey encouraging folks to give to the Swarm Collective and sign up to be a member of the Swarm Collective kind of after that story and the open letter from Gary Barta that came along with it. Well, now some news coming out from the Iowa Athletics Department that it has created the Iowa Hawkeyes NIL Marketplace. It's powered by a site called Open Doors, and according to this press release, it's intended to maximize NIL support for Iowa student athletes. So now you're seeing after the storm, if you will, pushback or the publicity, the negative pub garnered. After folks heard that, okay, maybe, you know, there isn't enough help being given, not direct financial help, but assistance in promoting the collective. Now you're starting to see, like we saw the videos from Kirk Ferentz and Fran McCaffrey and the open letter from Gary Barta saying, hey, we'll support this and so on and so forth. Now you're starting to see them maybe dip their toes a little bit further in and say, well, you know, yeah, now we're really supporting it with this new Iowa Hawkeyes NIL marketplace. Straight from the press release, I don't want to sound too official jargony here for you, but this is the limitations of the information we have available to you. But basically what it does is this new platform, the marketplace, so to speak, will allow supporters to access student athletes and essentially offer opportunities for name, image, and likeness. So if you're a fan, you're a business, you're a sponsor, a certain brand that wants a certain athlete or group of athletes to help with promotion or help get the message out about something, this is what it's intended for, this Iowa Hawkeyes NIL marketplace. And according to the info sent to us from the University of Iowa, those different entities like fans and businesses and sponsors and so on can basically look up athletes that are part of this, that want to be a part of this, and they could pitch their idea, and then they basically are able to pay them directly through this this marketplace, this site, again, powered by Open Doors. It is specifically for these NIL activities, and all current Iowa student athletes are able to access this, and they can create a custom page in the marketplace. It also looks like former Iowa athletes who use Open Doors as a platform, as part of their platform, part of their you know, their day-to-day usage, as whether they're a professional athlete or something in the business world, something like that, can also access this marketplace as well. The Open Doors group is not new to this. They are used by athletes all across the country to deal with stuff like this. So getting an experienced partner with this, I think that can only help the marketplace succeed for the University of Iowa. But this new venture, partnership with Open Doors to create this NIL marketplace, coming out today from the University of Iowa. More information available, of course, on the Iowa Athletic site if you so choose to find out more about it. But seeing the athletic department, they said, hey, we're going to support NIL. We understand it's part of the reality now of college athletics, and we're starting to see slowly but surely more and more things coming about. And this is part of that that support of the NIL ventures of their student athletes. News coming out earlier this afternoon. 2:51, quick look at baseball news, and we'll wrap up the show after this.
It's a weekend blitz with Elite Sportsbook. Place four bets of $50 or more on football. One each day from Thursday through Sunday. And get a $15 free bet for Monday. It's that easy. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of a bet rebound up to $250. Check out our updated app with integrated funding and increased functionality. And play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
The football season is always exciting. Coaches getting hired, players getting traded, free agents moving to new cities. If you want to hire people that you're really excited about, team up with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/max. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Back at 2:52, Spencer on Sports, winding down here for a Wednesday at 319-366-1600. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. The Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way between 4 and 6. From the baseball world, two members of the 2023 class of the Baseball Hall of Fame. We already knew Fred McGriff was going to be Cooperstown bound. He was voted in unanimously by the 16-person Contemporary Era Committee. Try saying that 3 times fast. That's your homework for tonight. Contemporary Era Committee. Fred McGriff was voted in unanimously by them, the Baseball Writers Association of America, voting in just one player with their balloting, which was announced last night about 5 o'clock Central Time. Scott Rolen. He was one of 28 players on the ballot. He got on 76.3% of submitted ballots and finished only 5 votes above the 75% threshold needed to be inducted into the hall. Climbed up pretty steadily. He's been increasing in vote percentage back in 2018. He was at 10.2%. And now in 2023, he is at 76.3%. So we went from 10.2 back in 2018, first year, down to, or up to, I should say, 76.3%. So Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff, your two-man class of the Baseball Hall of Fame for 2023. Just missing out, 11 votes shy of induction, was Todd Helton, former Colorado Rocky with 72.2%. Billy Wagner, pitcher, 68.1% of the vote. Andrew Jones, fourth on the list, 58%, 58.1 to be exact. And Gary Sheffield getting 55.0% of the vote. So another year to wait for Helton, Wagner, Jones, Sheffield, and others. Of course, players do have to get at least 5% of the vote to remain on the ballot. Some notable names to fall off. John Lackey, Houston Street, one-time lights-out closer. R.A. Dickey as well. J.J. Hardy, Milwaukee Brewers legend J.J. Hardy. Pour one out for J.J. Hardy as he did not get a single vote. Those players, among others, were notables to fall short of the 5% threshold this year. But Rolen and Fred McGriff, heading into Cooperstown. I was reading an article on The Athletic about the players we could see get in next year. There's one, I think, surefire one. A lot of folks agree. Adrian Beltre, probably going to be surefire selection next year into the Hall. Some other possibilities from this article from The Athletic. Could see Joe Mauer, former Minnesota Twin, get in. Chase Utley, as well. David Wright, a possibility. A number of names that, you know, fall into the, I think, the Hall of Very Good. Maybe not the Hall of Fame, but we'll see how the voters think. The Baseball Writers Association of America, I think Beltre would be definitely a surefire lock into the Hall of Fame, but we'll see what happens coming up next year. But Rolen and McGriff, your two-man class for the 2023 Hall of Fame class. That'll wrap it up for us. Gym class coming up with Mark Ironside talking wrestling. Big one coming up on Friday. Heard there's a rather big wrestling duel coming up in the Big Ten, Iowa, Penn State, maybe. I'm sure they'll talk about that today with Mark at 3:15 or so on the gym class. And then wager-wise, coming up with Todd Brommelkamp just after 5:30. Don't forget, we do have Iowa State women's basketball coming your way tonight against TCU. 6 p.m. pregame, a 6:30 tip-off time. You can hear it courtesy of the Cyclone Sports Network right here on KGYM from Learfield Sports. Tomorrow on our program, we'll preview Iowa and Michigan State men's basketball. Have that for you tomorrow night, and we'll talk about that game and more coming up tomorrow at 2. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you Thursday on the gym.